one would say quickly, I would like you guys, when you go home, read Daniel chapter 3. Just another shield of faith with the three friends of Daniel, of what they said to the king. But the problem is also what the Christian will face is thoughts. It's not sometimes everything from here, but the mind has thoughts. Sometimes we need to be protected from certain teachings. That's why it is required to have a helmet of salvation. You have to be very careful what you listen to. I cannot say it enough. Because they are those that the scripture says they are deceivers. And if we don't have this helmet of salvation to protect the head, to protect the thoughts, then, you know, these deceivers might be able to cause me to wonder. This is why in Ephesians he says we don't want to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. What's going to give me that stability as far as my mind is concerned? It is that piece in the warfare that is called the helmet. What's going to guide my thoughts as to thoughts of purity and good things instead of allowing these evil thoughts to come in? It's really this wonderful piece that is called the helmet of salvation. Believe me, you have to recognize that that is more needed in our days, if I can use that term. More needed in our days than any other day. Mm. It's always needed, but with all the things that Satan is bringing, and for the people of God to take into their mind and into their thoughts and the gates, into their eyes and ears, we need that helmet so badly, like no other day. Mm. So it's a protective aspect for the mind, for the thoughts. And I just present that a quick thought in relationship to the helmet of salvation.
So, Brother John, I'd like to just share two verses that connects with what you're saying with reference to the helmet. There's a verse in that we're very familiar with, Romans chapter 12. So the question is, you know, how do we protect our heads as Christians? Not just as young people, but Christians in general. And there's verse 2 of Romans 12. I'll just read it quickly, and it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind." To me, that is how we practically apply the helmet. The question was asked, what do we watch? What do we read? What do we occupy our minds with? The way that we combat that is that there's the renewing of the mind, constantly thinking about the things of God. There's also a verse in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, that I think is useful. I know for me this is, because we're constantly bombarded with thoughts. The moment you see something, bang. There's a saying that you can allow a bird can land on your head, but you don't allow it to make a nest there. So the thoughts are always coming, but how do we manage that? Verse 8 of Philippians chapter 4 says, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on those things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." So we are constantly evaluating things, and the way we evaluate things according to scripture, to me, this is a key verse. Is that thing true? So when I'm going to watch something, or when I'm going to read something, or there's a thought, you evaluate that thought or that thing you're going to be looking at by asking, is that thing true? Is it virtuous? Right? I mean, is there value to it in the scheme of things according to the scripture? So this is how we practically apply the helmet of salvation in one respect.
I think thing as young people that's very relatable to our interest in music. It says in Ephesians 5:19, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. And if you're listening to music that is not praising the Lord, you know, maybe you could argue classical music, that's alright. You know, it's just music. However, when you get to a point where there's words, I mean, I can't give you, I like rap, personally. I prefer it more than like rock, for example. There's Christian rap, and that's what I prefer to listen to. However, if you listen to any worldly rap, you know, the first sin that Satan committed was pride. And he was in charge of worship. He knows music. And he knows pride. So, if you're listening to music of a man talking about himself and how good he is and how he has this and has that, you could separate that for a bit. When you hear that one song, okay, he has it. But after a while, it starts to invade your thoughts. It starts to influence your thoughts and change your thoughts. And you start to think, well, I'm like that too. I should have that too. I should be like that too. And if we're not thinking and listening to godly things and that helmet of salvation protects us from that, then it can really influence us negatively. So we have to be careful into what we listen to in music.
I was wondering why it's the helmet. Sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask.
Please, go ahead.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Like we've been talking about how the mind is for discerning and like to discern what is truthful, what is good to come in. But yeah, why is it the helmet of salvation? Why salvation? What does that? What's the link with our mind?
I believe very simply, it's a known salvation. It's that which, no matter how I feel, no matter what my circumstances are, I'm aware and I trust in what the Scriptures say as to who I am in Christ and what He has done.
And I wanted to actually link that. I didn't want to go too much into it, but it reminds me of what we were talking about with the shield of faith. But I'll just go off of what you just mentioned there. You know, that's probably one of the first things. If right here while we're at Spruce Lake together, just by means of a practical example, our identity and our knowledge of our identity is very solidified. We're with people of like minds. We can connect with our faith or with people who have similar faith, and it's really enjoyable, and there's not really a huge assault on our identity while we're here. But what happens when you go home? What happens when you are alone? What happens when you're maybe studying a late night and, you know, there's no real friends around you, you're kind of just isolated, and you stumble, or, you know, you're dealing with something in your life, you know, a struggle or a sin, and you feel like it just keeps beating you down. That is when you lose sight of your identity. So often we dwell so much on that first sin, that first stumble, and then that completely takes us away. That removes that shield, if I was going to use it in that term. But we lose knowledge of who we are in Christ, and the worst possible thing is to doubt our union with Christ. But Uncle John mentioned it when speaking towards about the shield of faith. That is faith, you know, and that's an all-encompassing thing. But this helmet of salvation, it's that knowledge of our union with Christ. It's guarding any thought, any straying thought that would compromise our knowledge of our union with Christ. That is so essential to remember our identity. And once again, it doesn't depend at all on circumstances. You know, that's one thing you need to realize. But so often, we let these circumstances in our lives affect that knowledge that we have of our union with Christ and who we are in Christ.